USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The trading floor at the New York Stock Exchange will be reopening today for the first time in months, with far fewer traders, though. After 2 months of all electronic trading, because of the coronavirus, only one-fourth of the usual number of traders will be allowed to return to work. The few traders on the floor will also have to wear masks and must follow strict social distancing guidelines. St. Louis area officials issuing warnings after seeing viral videos that showed crowds gathered at the Lake of the Ozarks over Memorial Day weekend. St. Louis Mayor Lida Krusen calling the gatherings irresponsible and dangerous. St. Louis County Executive Sam Page issued a travel advisory urging people to self-quarantine for 14 days or until testing negative for the virus. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Legendary guitarist for the band Queen, Brian May, is recovering from a heart attack, saying in an Instagram video,
"It's not something that did me any harm. It was about 40 minutes of pain in the chest and tightness and that feeling in the arms and sweating."
May, who's had some other problems, including a compressed sciatic nerve recently, says despite all that's been happening lately, he is, quote, ready to rock again. The World Health Organization now saying it's not just a second wave of the virus that we have to guard against, but a second peak in this first wave, saying countries that believe they've overcome the virus must stay on high alert. The White House is moving up the start of the Brazil travel suspension to tonight, 2 days sooner than originally planned. The president is saying he's putting travel restrictions on non-U.S. residents if they've been to Brazil within 2 weeks of their travel to the U.S. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Bobbleheads are typically reserved for sports stars and celebrities, but now with the coronavirus, we're paying more attention to the unheralded and unappreciated workers of America. And John Clements reports.
They're called the Essential Heroes Bobblehead Series, with 35 different selections. Phil Scolaro, the Milwaukee-based National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum, tells us about the selection of different professions.
Doctors, nurses, postal workers, delivery drivers, aviation, truck drivers and bus drivers. We do actually have the media in there who've been, you know, keeping people informed. We have both radio, you know, DJ and news radio as one of them. We have reporters, and we also have TV news anchors.
A portion of the sale of the bobbleheads goes to Protect the Heroes campaign. I'm John Clemens.
President Donald Trump plans to be on the Florida coast Wednesday to watch American astronauts blast into orbit from the Kennedy Space Center for the first time in over a decade. It'll be the first time since the space shuttle program ended that U.S. astronauts will launch into space aboard an American rocket from American soil. Also new, a private company, not NASA, is running the show. Elon Musk's SpaceX is the conductor and NASA the customer as businesses begin chauffeuring astronauts to the International Space Station. With the American shuttles no longer in use, the U.S. has had to rely on Russia for rides to the station. Stay updated anytime at USAradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.